Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome, one and all. Some of you via our invitation, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, each and every day, ubiquitous audience, one and all, please do continue paying it forward. Many of you are. We're growing exponentially in your efforts by doing so. We appreciate that. We do 3 audio versions daily now in our 6th year in running, and a YouTube daily offering at Bill Holt, at Bill Holt 8792. Please do give us a thumbs up, like us, share us. More importantly, we're comfortable in doing so. Please subscribe. We're growing 1-star seed at a time there as well. Each and every day, the subjects are always encompass a broad scope. Always food for the mind, body, and the soul. There's 2 probing questions each and every day in the descriptions of the respective shows with in-studio guests. And, of course, the days that we do not have in-studio guests, we look for your interchange and exchange by leaving your voicemail messages at the voicemail message board at the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. Before we go to the 10-second break, when we come back to do so today, pretty much dedicated to one of my audio factions here called Workouts for Geriatrics, a.k.a. Silver Streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92, talking everything about health and wellness, physical workouts, resistance bands, free weights, nutrition, healthcare in and of itself, predominantly for the lion's share of my audience. Being same age bracket, we Silver Streakers, thus is the name. It is a knockoff of the formal program Silver Sneakers offered by Anthem Insurance, where I go. And I'll highlight an upcoming video that I'm going to be doing about lymphatic system, which we'll be talking about today, and lymphatic drainage, and the points in the body, in the areas of the body where you want to do some self-meditating and self-healing by tapping and touching is what we're going to expand upon after the 10-second break. We'll be here for about 30 minutes, and we'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Okay, welcome back. Deep calming breath. Let's segue in little bit and take a look at what will be a video a little bit later for the Workouts for Geriatrics seated version. And I want to just go over what we've talked about in and of themselves archivally, these body parts before at the shows, but the quick overview here that I'm going to revisit a little bit in a synopsized version here, but the 6 key points for effective lymphatic drainage by self-massage and self-manipulation along with exercising and diet, of course. So if you do them in what's considered a correct order. I'm not a practitioner, but from what I've been told and understand from those that are, the correct order just accentuates the end result because there's a rhythmic pattern to intertwine with the neural fiber highway that we talk about for those that join us at the guided meditations, at these shows, in the subject matters at hand. And a couple of my shows archivally with folks that are experts within the field, and many more upcoming within the broad spans of these categories. So, if you envision for here, audio-wise, your body, you know, the human from the head down, if you will, start above or below your collarbone area. So on either or both simultaneously of your shoulder areas, initiating the drainage here facilitates the clearance of your lymph back into the circulatory system. It just helps free up blockage if there is any or some. So you begin by lightly rubbing above and over and below your collarbone area. We kind of do that, myself as an audience member, we kind of do that on the Tuesday meetings, guided by Seth Lee Brzezinski at freedomsnap.org, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us there. If you aren't already, those of you that are, let us know you're coming in from the show at the message board. Greatly appreciate that. And then our forms of guided meditation here. And then again, with the aforementioned and upcoming guests with the expertise within. And wherever your own degree of familiarity, practicing, etc., let us know those things as well. So, above your shoulders, in that collarbone area, in the tapping element. So begin by lightly rubbing above, over, and below your collarbone on one side for several seconds, and then lightly tap the area with your open hand, and then rub the area in a circular motion clockwise and then counterclockwise. You do whatever works best for yourself. I try to do everything in multiples of 10, just as a meter for myself to do it. It doesn't mean that I do this in 10 successions clockwise and or counterclockwise, but I try to get it ingrained in my habitual habit of doing the exercise to at least shoot for that many motions. And then again, whatever your own afflictions are and so on and so forth, mine is manipulation of my fingers. No wine and cheese or whatever, but that's my exercise within the exercise, is my Ed Wood popsicle stick hands I like to kid around from the old movie Ed Wood Scissorhands. All good. We all work within our limitations. It's kind of the point of all of this. Thus is why I'm going to be doing seated versions for those that aren't ambulatory, and or for those that are talking it out. I got both my hands, we're not on camera. Talk it out, tired, just feel like sitting down, you're at your workstation, whatever the seated version is. But most assuredly for my non-ambulatory friends who are applicable. So that will be that video when I get to it. It will be the seated version upcoming to coincide with this show. And I usually do a blog as well. Deep calming breath. So tapping the area as few or as many times as works for yourself. Again, individuality, and there is no keeping up with the Joneses. There's no right or wrong way. There's no right or wrong way. There's just a better way, not necessarily my way, but the technique in and of itself. The more free-flowing and fluid you are within your own manipulations of your tapping and finger control, and those that are Reiki, where applicable, whatever. Well, obviously, this is some Reiki techniques. I'm Reiki certified in 1 and 2, and I'm studying 3. And I've never performed it on anyone other than myself, and that's basically why I took it, is for myself, in self-medication and meditation. So the next area is the jawline. Rubbing and massaging your jawline helps drain the lymph from the back of your head and your neck. And that spot is where you're working. It's, you know, right at the very top of your neck, in the protruding backbone clavicle right there, and start to work down your spine and behind the angle, going up under your jawbone and below your earlobe and lobes in both sides of the jaw, plural. Using 2 or 3 fingers, your preference, whatever works better and best for you. And rub that area in an up and down motion on one side. Quick interjection, those of you that have dental issues, whatever, gums, teeth, all of the above, jaw situations, that's really a great exercise, incorporating it into whatever your hygienic, you know, whatever your issue may or may not be, if it's an internal gum, whatever, or your jawbone deteriorating. When, where, or if. Tendonitis, and what have you. So lightly tap and do your circular rubbing, and then, you know, whichever side you started, alternate. And again, clockwise, counterclockwise, whatever works for yourself, and whatever numbers of reps or whatever. Again, there's no right or wrong way, or set numbers, or keeping up with the Joneses, or any of that. That's the point of these, is a routine to try to do it with degree of frequency, and then build up to whatever your aspirations are. If you want to do 50 of these, that's awesome. Always within the guise of a practitioner, as always, and whatever within the scope of whatever your limitations and physical capabilities are. And again, that's the whole point of those of us that are silver streakers, just because in some instances there's a certain number to the age, it doesn't mean. I know many people still to this day that I definitely don't want to arm wrestle or whatever, and they're older than me. There's many people in different degrees of physical shape, mental shape, mixed along with chronology. Obviously, it's more challenging as you climb the chronology ladder, of course. Okay, next area, quickly, chest. You want to clear the chest area, supporting the drainage of the lymph from the upper torso and your arms, and kind of do the massage right in your pecs, plural, either side, both, and kind of almost like you were tickling or scratching or whatever before you actually got into the armpit area. That's a key area to manipulate as well in the circulatory motion, clockwise and counterclockwise, to get everything flowing down in the body. That's what you're ultimately shooting for as you work your way top to bottom, thus the aforementioned succession for the greatest efficacy. So then you want to look where your shoulder attaches to your pectoral muscle on the front side, you know, of your body, and perform the same rubbing, tapping motions and massaging motions on each side as you did on the above portion, up in your jawline, your shoulders, your collarbone, in that 1, 2, 3 succession, if you will. Then as you go down, number 4, your abdomen area. And if you want to equate them to the appropriate chakras, those of you that are familiar with, you know, your abdomen. The abdomen is the central hub for the lymphatic activity in and of itself, which helps and does influence digestion and the lower body lymph flow in and of itself. We'll get to the nutritional part, the plant-based diets, what you do or don't do that can cause the clogging and the lymph flow blockage in the circulatory issues when, where, and if applicable. But you're getting in tune with the body and the innate trait for the body to help itself. So to locate the correct spot, place one hand over your belly button and the other hand directly above that. Using both hands, rub your belly up and down, vertically and horizontally, but up and down, up and down. Get that vibration. You're actually massaging all of the multitudinous neural fiber highway, getting the pulsation going, keeping the electrical flow clean and clear. Porcelain junction box. And then tap your belly with both hands. Then stack your hands one atop the other and press your hands into your abdomen. You know, don't cut your breath off or anything like that, but the most tiny bit of pressure to challenge, you know, the resistance part of it and rub in circles. No pain, to whatever you can tolerate. And don't cut off your wind supply, but make it a little bit depressed into the abdomen if you can tolerate that. It accentuates even more getting things flowing downward. Okay, then you're on your hip, if you will, on the front portion of. So you want to do the same kind of procedure in that area, in areas, you know, both sides of your hips, encouraging the movement of the lymph from the lower extremities towards your core. Everything's about the core and balance, right? All intertwined. So place your hands over the crease of your groin and rub up and down, then tap and rub in circles. And then you're going down into the back of the knees. And that's where you really want to start to go, behind the knees as well as the front, but concentrate on the back, because that's critical for actually draining kind of the final, if you want to equate it to a clog in your bathroom drain or sink drain, seriously, it's kind of the final gurgle of the drain to facilitate getting down your legs and down through and out your feet. Stay with me. So that area behind the knees is really critical for that final swirl of the drainage of the lymph from the lower legs, reducing the risk and the swelling of feet and ankles for those of us that have that or inflammation thereof through improper eating. Got both my hands up. I know my enemies, and when I cheat, that's where it goes for me. It's my ankles and my feet, because it goes against the principles of my psoriatic arthritis, which so far hasn't manifested itself to what it used to be, the old man-eating, flesh-eating disease on the topical side. But I have to monitor that to make sure it doesn't. But anyhow, if you do this and you do good with your nutrition and exercise in tandem, keeping in mind we're all humans. Nobody's godlike, nobody's a guru. And yeah, we all do that. And I'll share stories about some of my favorites, Richard Simmons and all of the gurus and all of that. They've been caught on camera and joked about it and all of that. Yeah, they have Haagen-Dazs and ice cream or whatever here and there too. Of course they do. It's the human equation. But they don't have gallons of it, and it isn't, it's a reward, not a diet. You can do that too. But we'll talk about that again as well. So this isn't 40 lashes and beat yourself up. Concentrate on the back of the knees. You know how I bounce off the corral and come back. But it's all intertwined. So tap the crease and rub in circular motion. And when you've done all six of the areas, and I'll do a video on this, stand up, lift your heels off the floor if you can, and lightly bounce up and down on the balls of your feet for up to 20 to 30 seconds, or anywhere in between, or exceed it within your limitations or lack thereof. It's giving one is better than zero in each progression of the day and wherever your capabilities are. But shake your hands and arms as well, if you can. And adhering to that order is paramount for maintaining that efficient lymphatic system. And like anything, you know, it's like a car engine.
you know, bad carburetor, okay, you can get through step one and two, and the son of a gun won't turn over or whatever. It takes practice, it takes consistency, it takes repair. But you can repair in tune with the body and let the body heal itself. And it is what you put in it and how you put it in and what you do with it. So by starting with the points of the lowest pressure and methodically working towards areas of higher pressure, it's possible to enhance the lymph flow through the body, bolstering immune function, reducing swelling, and promoting overall good health. Let's take a 10-second break. We'll come back and do a quick, probably 5 minute or so close out today leading into, because we'll talk about this at the Daily Show's upcoming, but I'd like to squeeze in the psychological benefits as well. Good for the being upstairs to keep the mental psyche, especially at the precipice of what's going on right now. Be right back in 10 seconds. Stay with us. Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all, some of you via invitation where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, combined with the ubiquitous audience, your efforts to pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. Thank you for doing that. Continue doing so. We do 3 audio versions daily, my 6th year running doing that. My YouTube offerings, Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. And we always do interactive polls daily. Please do interact and leave messages at the voicemail message board at the BH Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. One of my factions today via this. Okay, deep calming breath. Thanks for being here. This will be the close, slowly starting to phase out. We'll probably know this 5 minutes or so. Want to actually go back to the beginning, revisit what we paraphrased asking in the opening description of today's show. Are you feeling achy or swollen? First of all, thanks for joining us today on the Silver Streakers episode, as we did explore the power of lymphatic drainage. Took a look at learning how the big 6 key draining areas of the body for drainage, of lymphatic drainage, the points of the body, above and below the collarbone, the jawline, the chest, the abdomen, the hips, and behind the knees. Discovering how all of those routines in tandem combined can reduce swelling and discomfort, support detoxification, boost immunity, and improve digestion and nutrient absorption. In our today's edition of the Workouts for Geriatrics, we also explain the importance of understanding the lymphatic system's pressure for optimum and optimal drainage. We did learn, hopefully, how proper drainage can enhance proprioception, your body's sense of position, leading to improved balance, reduced fall risk. We'll elaborate that more and highlight that more in the video. This accentuates reducing falling and then accentuating better balance and a greater feeling of safety. So questions for yourselves to interact and exchange, leave your messages at the voicemail message board, please. Have you ever tried lymphatic drainage? If so, what benefits did you experience? And do you ever experience swelling or discomfort in specific areas? Share your tips or questions for improving drainage in those areas so we all can literally and figuratively share the wealth together. Leave your voicemail messages for my attention, Grandpa Bill, at the BH Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour voicemail message board. So we talked about lymphatic drainage, Silver Streakers, aka Silver Streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92, Workouts for Geriatrics, based on Silver Sneakers, the Anthem program, talking about detoxification, immunity boost, holistic health, BH Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour, fall prevention, proprioception, and senior wellness overall. All of those we will address separately and succinctly in upcoming episodes. So So thanks for joining us today. Thanks for continuing to do so. We're blessed to be members of many intuitive groups with quite large numbers, yours, mine, and ours, via social media, those that come on my show, all of their respective audiences, guests. I've been blessed to have global exposure around the world on these shows. That's due to yourselves as continuing to pay it forward in capacity of Google ambassadors and the provocative guests that I've been blessed to have covering the multi-subjects that we do encompass. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. Butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world. Authors, doctors, lawyers, entrepreneurs, psychotherapists. Pretty much the gamut over the years. And a career long gone far away, now in full retirement, continuing to pay it forward in Goodwill Ambassadorship when I was blessed to have a career in holistic health in one way, shape, or form for a better portion of 50 years of a working career, 30 years as a sole proprietor. Everybody knows somebody up against it at this time. People, all animals being driven out of their natural environments worldwide, feral and rescue animals, domestic pets challenged with good foods and medicines, much like their owners, we people, the plants in this planet. Hopefully continuing to be perceived as a harbinger of good information, myself as a porcelain junction box, to continue, please, to join us daily, pay it forward, do like us, share us, thumbs up, subscribe at Bill Holt, at Bill Holt 8792, on the YouTube channel. We grow one star seed at a time, as we intertwine the patchwork quote that apothecary medicine and holistic healing and integrative medicine is multi-piece jigsaw puzzle, snapping together in synchronicity and synergistically with all the modalities from around the world, native medicines. We talk about them all. We'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye for now. Make it a safe and productive day. Peace, everybody.